This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country as well as around the world via the satellite. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for us to be able to get sometime during the day tomorrow. Thanks for all you do. And to those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America's passengers rolling along. Now, check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Radio Show, or follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, and he's up before breakfast, it's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we use the words and utilize the words under God because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Ron, surprise, surprise. Oh, does that bring back memories? Find the bugler. Find the bugler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if we could have found the bugler when that thing went off in the morning, we would have killed him. All right, well, listen, there's so much stuff going on, but I'm going to start with the Supreme Court. Apparently, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had another episode with cancer, this time a tumor on her pancreas, and she's been treated for that. And right away, the Democrats have gone ballistic, in particular Michael Moore. And he's alerted all the fellow progressive socialists around that, man, it's more important than ever now. We got to get Trump out of there because he's going to be able to not appoint one, but maybe two more judges. And that will give the Republicans or the conservatives the advantage of 7-2 over them. And it'll take another 30 years for them to be able to get back in the scheme of things. And it'll change everything that's been going on in America. Well, to that, I say it's about time.
Yeah, absolutely. I said, boy, Michael Moore finally has it right. And I totally agree with him. And I just hope and pray that it happens.
Well, we'll know because she's 86 years old. She's got this cancer, and it's on her pancreas, and that's not good. And no. I don't want to wish anybody any bad luck. That's not what I'm doing here. But invariably, I believe that we are going to have at least one more Supreme Court justice nominated here, probably within the next 2 years, if President Trump does, in fact, get elected, and I suspect he will. By the way, did you hear what Rush Limbaugh said this week?
No, I didn't.
He said that he predicted that Donald Trump would be elected hands down this time around.
Well, I agree with him because Americans, for the most part, are getting tired of the mantra of the Democrat Party. And not as many people as the Democrats think are in favor of what they're proposing.
No.
No. So they're hurting themselves. You know, more than Donald Trump could ever hurt them. Their plans and plots and things that mm-hmm. they want to do towards this country. Mm-hmm. My gosh, no one in their right now, mind wants that garbage.
Now, do you remember who Andrew McCabe was?
Yeah, I remember McCabe.
And, of course, he was a deputy FBI director. He now has been hired by CNN as an analyst. He's going to be working there. I wonder if he'll be able to report his own indictment.
Oh man, that's going to be funny. I guess he's getting some quick money, you know, for a lawyer, when he has the lawyer up. It's going to be pretty interesting, but you know what? He fits right in. He fits right in with CNN and that organization over there. So it's funny, but I'm not surprised mm-hmm. at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know, the president's on. At the G7 summit today, is that correct?
Correct, absolutely.
And we know that the stock market yesterday reacted just the way you might think when you hear about tariffs being imposed, new tariffs going from 10% to 15% September the 1st on a group of items, Chinese items, and then on October the 1st going from 25% to 30%. That's an increase of 5% in each case on some more items coming out of China. And right away the stock market took that as like a shot across the bow, and a lot of people really panicked, and the market dropped 623 points yesterday.
I wish one thing, that Americans could get a more of a long-term view of issues like this and not become so easily shaken in the short term, because, you know, China has been used to being able to get their way for a long time. Mm. Donald Trump comes along. This is a new territory for them. And remember, China has a long view on issues of this nature. And when you look at the amount that the stocks dropped, the percentage is very, very small. Remember that the stock market is much larger in numbers than it used to be, than it was just 2 or 3 years ago, by the way. And so that amount that it dropped really wasn't that huge. So don't get so nervous, folks.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we'll have a lot more to talk about here. And by the way, don't forget that Nancy Pelosi is in the story scheme of things again, because she and Jerry Nadler are having a little disagreement.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. When a nation, state, or city eliminates good moral standards, those who are immoral rise to the occasion and unleash destruction. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, over the past 5 decades, government schools indoctrinated several generations of American students against all that was good. As a result, societal chaos replaced peace and tranquility in most American cities. While Democrats blame racism for the problems plaguing our once gleaming cities, they are the ones in power destroying our cities like San Francisco by eliminating good standards in the name of a warped version of compassion. So now, San Francisco, which used to be one of the most beautiful cities on earth, is covered in poop because low-standard Democrats have said that public defecation is okay. Detroit was the wealthiest city in the world until Democrats took the government reins in the early 1960s and eliminated Detroit's ability to remain the motor capital of the world. America, you are great again, but to remain so, we the people must reestablish high moral standards. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out my new website, theronedwards.talkspot.com, and we'll meet on another page from the Edwards Notebook.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, the host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's right here right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, right?
Yeah.
She's the leader of the majority House in the, or of the majority party in the House of Representatives, correct?
Correct.
This week we have heard Al Green come out at the beginning of the week and say that he was going to bring impeachment proceedings for the fourth time against the president and bring it up for a vote in the House. He also got the support of Jerry Nadler, who said that they were putting together articles of impeachment to bring to the floor of the House from their committee, which, so by the way, I don't think they have enough votes in this committee to do it. So these guys are just blowing smoke. And then yesterday, all of a sudden, here comes Nancy Pelosi. Public support isn't there for impeachment, and she's not going to do it.
Well, finally, she's exercising her authority in the House, and that's a good thing, I guess. But these knuckle-draggers like Al Green and others who want to circle the wagons and think that they can impeach the president. First of all, unless you can tell me, Captain, maybe you know something I don't know, but the last time I checked, the president hasn't done or committed an impeachable offense. So these people that continue to blow smoke or whatever are wasting their time and wasting our time, basically, and wasting money, taxpayer dollars, running around instead of governing on behalf of we the people. So Nancy finally did something right and spoke up and said, hey, look, she doesn't support it. The public doesn't support it. So there it is.
Well, according to some of the Democrats, some of the progressive left liberal socialists, he colluded with Russia. They're still saying that. He colluded with Russia, and he's a racist, and he supports racist policies. They're saying that. And he's leading us down the path into a major recession. They're saying that now because those are the three R's, and that's all they're preaching right now are the three R's. But in the meantime, go ahead.
I was going to say that's all they can do because they cannot run for re-election on their record. And so the only thing they can do is to try to depend on the incurably ignorant masses and continue to tell these lies over and over again, the three R's, and, hoping that in their minds that it'll stick, but it's not.
Now, the other thing is we all agree that we need a new immigration policy and new immigration laws on the books, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Because we can't keep doing what we're doing the same old, getting the same results, which is obviously the definition of insanity. So let me ask you a question. Will the new Border Patrol rules that were put in place by the Border Patrol, will they deter the illegals from coming into the United States?
They will help. Absolutely, they will help if they're allowed to be enforced. Absolutely.
Because they're already being challenged in court.
That's the thing. They're being challenged. But if they are allowed, once we go through these challenges, because every time the Trumpster does something, here comes another liberal activist judge to challenge these issues, especially when it comes to our borders.
And that costs us a lot of money every time we do that. And guess what? That gets added. And they keep talking about the budget deficit, this, that, and the other.
Yes.
Don't you think that adds to the deficit?
Big time.
And
billions.
Yeah, and who is it that's bringing these challenges in front of us? It's the Democrats, the House Majority Party, correct?
And see, the thing is, the Republicans have to line all these facts up, just like you are. And these are the issues that the Republicans can gain back control of the House on if they remember these issues and run on these issues. So that's the scary thing. Sometimes the Republicans don't know how to message and run on properly on these types of issues.
Now, there is a 50-50 chance by the majority of the people that talk about guns and talk about legislation for a living. There is a 50-50 chance of a new background law gun check bill.
You know, we already have enough laws.
I agree.
Checks and all of that stuff. This is nothing but slapping on another layer, going after people who actually are not committing the crimes. People like you, myself, and all that. These are the people. We're the people that would be restricted, not the knuckle draggers and the criminals who can get guns in the black market. They can get around these kinds of things. That's where they should be taking their actions, but they're always turning around and trying to restrict all of us law-abiding folks, which have nothing to do with all this criminal activity.
And this guy in Philadelphia who shot up the building and wounded six police officers, the story behind him with the guns that he had that he never should have been able to get because he was a convicted felon, was he also was a converted Muslim while he was in jail.
Well, you know, that's a big problem. A lot of bitter black individuals, they do something stupid, they go to prison, and then here come the Islamists and convert them, and then they become even worse than
they were. And what did they have in the neighborhood where this all took place in Philadelphia, do you know?
A lot of bad stuff.
They had a radical mosque in the neighborhood, and the police officers, I'm sorry, the law enforcement agencies described it as being a radical mosque.
What I don't understand, unlike Poland and Japan and some of these other smart nations, capital letters, it's like we're afraid we won't go after these kinds of. We know these places exist, not only in Philadelphia, but in most of our major cities. We've got these mosques that are brainwashing young skulls full of mush with hatred and bigotry and all of these things, and turning these people into killing machines. And we're not doing anything about it. We're not shutting them down. We're not at least, putting the fear of God in them and things like that. But,
well, they don't believe in God, so forget that idea.
Yeah, well, they believe in a false God, something that doesn't exist.
Now, let's talk about Joe Biden, because I want to get into this before we run out of time. Joe Biden says that President Trump is making America less safe and less secure. Ugh. Wait a minute. Isn't it what Barack Obama did?
So,
to a large degree?
Mr. Gaffigan, you know, he just needs to go retire. I mean, he's out of his mind, and it's showing more and more every single day. He's criticizing the Trumpster ahead of the presidential visit to the group of the Group of Seven summit in France. And for him to call him irrational and self-defeating and all of this and making our nation less secure. It's totally crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, Captain, that's what he and Obama did.
Yeah.
Literally. They almost destroyed our military.
And Mexico, by the way, with all this stuff going on with China and the tariffs and whatnot, Mexico is suddenly benefiting from the Chinese stuff and the trade war. They're doing much, much better.
As Trump would say, bigly. Because a lot of the action is now being switched in the direction of Mexico, because there are problems with China. And one thing I want to say, Captain, is that we should not become shaky in our boots in dealing with China. I've said it a long time that we can literally live without China. And I was so happy when I heard today or yesterday when Trump said we can live without China.
All right, I got to let you go, and we will talk to you on Tuesday morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're coming up here. Going to take a break. Little Low Rider going to take us out into that break. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. And again, coming back after the news break and the paid commercial break, you're going to hear a special little announcement. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking
talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we can speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down, one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Easy Rider music there, coming from Steppenwolf. I'll tell you what, that's a little motorcycle riding music, because come Sunday, I want to invite everybody that's listening to this program right now that's within earshot of me, including those of you that are up there in Georgia, and all veterans and active duty military, first responders too, to come on out to Burt's, that's B-E-R-T, apostrophe S, Burt's Barracuda, Harley-Davidson, the brand new dealership at 10525 49th Street North in Clearwater, Largo, Florida. Right across the street from the Quaker State Lube and where the old 49er flea market used to be. Now, it's going to start at 10 a.m., go to 3 p.m. It's a family-friendly event. We're going to have music. You can tour the new property, see where the Veterans Memorial is going to be going in with a 200-foot-tall American flag and a special dedicated Harley-Davidson motorcycle for the veterans from World War II that actually was used during that era, a special motorcycle that'll be on display. Also, we'll have a pig roast, the whole round. We're going to have live music. The Bearded Brothers Band is going to be playing square dancing cornhole tournament. There will be prizes. We're going to have some of the disabled veterans there, and we'll have special cash prizes for you because we want you to have an opportunity to know that we care about you, and especially the guys in the wheelchairs. If you want to compete in the cornhole tournament, we'd love to have you come by. Now, This is Bert King, the owner, and, of course, our buddy Zach and yours truly and a whole bunch of other people, Fran Hache and other folks that will be there. I'll be there with the AM860 tent. You'll be, that's my flagship station. You'll be able to see me there. I'll have the lovely Kathy with me, the Proud Deplorable, the Proud Deplorables, the Rules for Deplorables author. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot of our friends there. That's Sunday at Burt's Barracuda, the brand new Harley-Davidson location on 49th Street in Clearwater, Largo. And for more information, you can go over to Burt's, B-E-R-T-S, Barracuda.com, Burt's Barracuda.com. And I'll see you there Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. All righty. Well, wow. If you think I'm excited, you're right. I mean, I'm like a kid in a candy jar here with what's going on there, because there's nothing more fun than being around a bunch of Patriots. And we're going to have the Patriot Guard riders there. There's going to be some American Legion combat vet riders there, some of the Vietnam veterans, the Brotherhood, the Vietnam Veterans Association. There'll be some of the Christian veterans folks that'll be there. We'll have a whole bunch of people there, and we're just going to have a doggone good old time, just the way America was intended to be. And we're going to celebrate our veterans and our first responders because we are coming up on Patriots Day. So we're just doing it a little bit earlier. All right. You know, I wish I didn't have to tell you that there's somebody named Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, but please listen to the nonsense that he was tossing out here yesterday.
So speaking of the GOP Senate standing with Trump, Senator Tom Cotton defended President Trump's push to buy Greenland, saying he was the one that suggested Trump purchase the country. Cotton revealed Wednesday that he met with the Danish ambassador several months ago and proposed the sale of Greenland to the United States. It's unclear if he was the one to initially bring up the idea to Trump, but Cotton said the island is, quote, vital to our national security, and anyone who can't see that is blinded by Trump derangement. Cotton's comments come shortly after Trump announced he was canceling his trip to Denmark because the prime minister was not interested in selling Greenland.
I would say, actually, Mika, if you are fine with Donald Trump canceling a meeting with an ally on the spur of the moment because they wouldn't sell Greenland,
yeah,
and you sit quietly, we're going to hear from a friend of ours from the National Review in a minute talking about how Trump derangement syndrome works both ways.
Yeah.
You actually, Senator Cotton, if he wasn't critical of Donald Trump for canceling a meeting with an ally, he's the one that has Trump derangement syndrome.
This, we reference Senator Cotton talking about Trump derangement syndrome. Well, Jay Nordlinger, senior editor of the National Review, wrote this on Twitter. Trump derangement syndrome, or TDS, is used to describe people who are unreasonable in their opposition to Trump. Fair enough. But TDS also applies, I think, to people who support or defend Trump and normally would know better. In other words, derangement goes both ways.
It is a brilliant insight, Tom Nichols. You and I could name friends and former Republican allies that whose views were consistent with ours for the past 30 to 40 years, who now have been overcome by Trump derangement syndrome and now are acting like they never did before Donald Trump won the nomination in 2016. In fact, look at the words of Lindsey Graham before Trump won the nomination. Said that he was crazy. Said that Donald Trump would destroy the Republican Party. That he would destroy America. And then look what he said after. You can look at what Mike Pence was quietly saying beforehand to people, saying he would destroy the Republican Party. And then what he said after. Mike Pompeo talked about Donald Trump being an autocratic strongman. Pompeo, I think of all the senior officials in the Trump White House, has been most affected by Trump derangement syndrome. And Tom, this is what I don't understand. Like, Donald Trump is going to leave Washington at some point, and this derangement syndrome they have, this Trump derangement syndrome they have, it's going to stay with them for the rest of their careers. And if they think people are going to be loyal to Donald Trump after he leaves office, I can show you a few scars I have on me from my attacks of George W. Bush, the last 4 years of his presidency. And I was attacked all the time by Sean Hannity as unloyal. I was attacked all the time by Laura Ingraham. I was attacked by all these people for being unfaithful to George W. Bush. And guess what? The second George W. Bush was out of power, they threw him away in a New York second. And they'll do the same to Trump.
Now, Joe Scarborough and his wife Mika are two of the most far of the far left people that you could get. And their entire mission and their marching orders on television come directly from the progressive left, liberal, socialist Democrats that are running the Democratic Party. And don't think for a second they don't. And the reason I know that is because I get the same emails and the same talking points that sent out to the Democratic operatives every day. They just don't know they're sending them to me. How do you like that? I see them, so I know what they're going to talk about. And if you'll notice, they're all talking about the same stuff all the time. Now, this Trump derangement syndrome, they're the ones that are deranged if they think for 1 second we're going to let this country go down the toilet and become a socialist country. They're the ones that are deranged. It's not going to happen. Not on my watch, not on the next watch after mine, not on the next watch after that. Because there are hard-working, honest-living Americans that won't allow that to happen. And by the way, there is a change in America. There is a fundamental transformation of America. You know what it is? It's changing it back to the America that we all remember in my generation growing up. There are more and more grandfathers and grandmothers with the kids that are out there. Kids are very inquisitive, asking questions, and they're actually being educated, in some cases schooled, by their grandparents as to the way things are supposed to be and not the way they are. I've seen it. I've been around it. I've witnessed it. I've done it myself. And guess what? This is what you're not hearing. And then, of course, when they go home, their parents, you know, try to do something else. And, of course, the smart people say, let's listen. What I told you just stays between us, right? Right. And kids are great for that. But let me just tell you another thing, okay? America is still the greatest place on the planet Earth that anybody wants to be a part of. The people that are trying to tear us down to fundamentally transform America into a socialist country, look at where they come from. Look at Tlaib's district. Look at Omar's district. Look at Nancy Pelosi's district. It's a damn mess. San Francisco? I'm not going there anytime soon. You probably aren't either. All right, coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and then right after that, Denise Simon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, a little Smokey the Bandit music there. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Jerry Reed doing the singing, Fred on the front seat. That big old black KW up there somewhere in the cloud pulling that 40-foot Great Dane trailer. And let's not forget, Bandit out front with Frog in the front seat and Sheriff chasing him. Okay, and I understand they may make a remake of that movie with a whole different crew. I don't know who it's going to be, how it's going to be, but that's what I heard, so we'll wait and see if that happens. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Those Pilot Travel Centers are bad boys. They got some great stuff in there. Got some great food locations as well as all the different amenities in there, just like the Flying J Truck Stops, the big brothers of the pilots. Now, we are tracking two tropical disturbances in the Atlantic. Now, one is near the coast of southeastern Florida, located in an environment supporting a high chance of tropical depression formation this weekend. Right now, it's pretty much sitting stationary, rotating around. There is heavy rain that is coming into southeastern Florida. So if you're headed down Miami and you're on I-95, you're going to get wet from about Fort Pierce south, it looks like. But the possibility exists that that storm will slowly start to move up the east coast, hugging the coastline, and go up into the Carolinas before it makes a right turn and goes out into the Atlantic Ocean. Now, this is going to be a rainmaker, but it could be enough of a rainmaker to make your life miserable with some of the low-lying flooding in different areas as it works its way up the coast. Now, immediately behind it, a little further east, out into the east of the Windward Islands, we have another tropical disturbance, which this one has a high chance of formation by the early part of next week, and it is headed in a general direction without much of anything to stop it towards the Gulf of Mexico. Now, that's the early preliminary report. What will happen, we don't know, but you need to know that it is hurricane season, and guess what? It looks like as if the party's over and the storms are headed in our direction. Now, let me start with Florida. I-95, you got rain down in South Florida. The Keys, we're getting some scattered rain down through there. And then from Marathon North all the way up to about Fort Pierce, you're getting rain as well, and that rain is coming inland towards U.S. 27 right now. That's about as far over as it's coming at the moment. And it's dry once you get north of Fort Pierce, headed up the east coast all the way to Maine tonight. You don't have much of anything to bother you. Now, I-4 is dry at the moment, and I-75 coming out of Alligator Alley, once you get by the Miccosukee Reservation down there in Alligator Alley, then you're looking pretty good. And I-75 all the way to Michigan is looking good tonight. Now, way, way, way up north of Wisconsin in that northern peninsula of Michigan, you're getting some unsettled weather conditions. Could be some thunderstorms in the mix there, but there definitely will be some showers and some locally heavy storms with some locally heavy rainfall. I-10 west out of Florida, you've got rain halfway across Louisiana from New Orleans west all the way into just about Houston right now. And then you'll be out of it. You won't have anything to worry about all the way to the west coast on I-10 to L.A. and I-8 out of the Phoenix area, going across over to San Diego, looking good there. I-40. You're going to have a little bit of a problem in the panhandle of Texas tonight. You've had some thunderstorms in there with some flooding conditions as well, low-lying areas, but there's still a line of thunderstorms that's there in that area. Up in Kansas, I-70 and Nebraska, you're going to have heavy rain in the western part, northwestern part, and central part of Kansas, as well as the central part of Nebraska tonight. There are some flood watches and warnings there. You've got some unsettled weather conditions north and west of Denver, up in Wyoming, a red flag fire warning around Laramie, and then to the east and to the west, you have some unsettled weather conditions. You could have some showers there. Up around Rapid City, South Dakota, and in the southeastern corner of Montana, you do have some rain there tonight. And again, going out west, further west, we'll go out into Idaho. There's the red flag warning there in the Boise area. And then in the western and central part of Utah, you've got unsettled weather conditions there with another red flag warning. And then the northeastern part of Nevada tonight, you have some unsettled weather conditions there with the possibility of some storms developing. But again, keep your eyes on the tropics. We have two systems, one right off the southeastern coast of Florida tonight, which is just basically spinning, doing nothing, and another one, that's a rainmaker, and another one east of the Windward Islands that could develop into something interesting by the early part of next week. So keep that in mind. All right. The pilot, Flying J near you, brings us the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Right now, it's time for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've had an interesting night, and we've had all sorts of things going on. What do you think about Andrew McKay being hired by CNN?
Isn't that just typical? I mean, it's...
Yep, it is.
I would say media now, it's just proven between New York Times running the 1619 Project,
mm-hmm.
all the nonsense that comes out of the Washington Post, and now CNN, there's no decency at all. I guess Andrew McKay needed some money or something. I don't know what CNN's going to pay him. But
he's going to need to pay for his legal defense because he may be one of the ones that might get indicted and may be reporting on it.
Yeah, but remember he immediately, within a week after he left the bureau, mm-hmm. he set up a GoFundMe page.
Yes, he did. I haven't heard what the results were of you.
No, I haven't looked at it since he did it.
So there you go. Because, to me, it's ridiculous when they do that for that sort of reason. Because we all saw and we all heard what we heard. Now, the other thing is Peter Strzok. His name has popped up again in some of these circles. I mean, he was like the go-to guy. Is that what this was? Or the frontster? Or what?
Well, according... it's really quite remarkable what happened last night. I mean, night before last, we had... Patrick Byrne, who was the founder of Overstock.com,
mm-hmm.
He resigned about a week and a half ago
mm-hmm.
as CEO, essentially left the company, and then comes out with a press release, and then decided that he was going to go on Martha McCallum and kind of spill the beans about how he had some kind of... he won't say it's a sexual affair, but he did have some kind of a courting relationship with Maria Butina, the
yep.
Russian
spy. Yep.
Sitting in jail mm-hmm. for 18 months. She gets released in October, by the way.
Hmm.
And she's here in a jail or in a prison in Florida. She was actually transferred. But
mm-hmm.
So a fascinating thing additionally happened is her lawyer... listened to what Patrick Byrne had to say, and the lawyer said, from what I know of the case, because he represented her, he can't dispute the things that Patrick Byrne had to say.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a dispute on something called Brady material, because apparently during the legal process in court, they did not share all of the evidence with him.
All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we'll come back, and we'll find out what the Guess Why is. But we'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Hour number 3 comes back on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.